And good morning again. You're listening to WNCW. My name is Paul Foster, and welcome into this week's Friday feature interview of the week. Today's topic is on Homeward Bound, their commission to end chronic homelessness. Joining me in studio is Ben Fesenfeld of Homeward Bound in Western North Carolina, and Ryan McCullough, chairsperson for Homeward Bound and an agent with Keller Williams Professionals. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Ben, let me start with you. How did Homeward Bound begin and the overall mission?
Yeah, we've been around for about 30 years in Buncombe County and Asheville, and we started out in 87, actually, so we've been around for about 30 years. And when we started out, we were called Hospitality House, a night shelter and a day shelter where people experiencing homelessness could come to stay and they could come to hang out during the day and get what they needed. And then in 2006, we actually changed our mission a little bit because Asheville and Buncombe County put out the 10-year plan to end homelessness. And we looked around and kind of said, well, we're the organization who seems best positioned. At that point, we closed the night shelter and we adopted the housing first approach, which is basically when someone's homeless, the first thing they need is a home. We get them into homes, and then if there are other things they need to work on, whether that's mental health, whether that's substance abuse, getting a job, all of that stuff is so much easier for people to work on when they know where they're sleeping that night, when they don't have to walk all around the city for different services during the day. Since 2006, we've housed over 1,800 people. 89% of the people who we've put into homes, they've stayed there because we offer them kind of continuing support for as long as they need it. And our mission is to end homelessness. We're really happy to have Ryan on board with the REACH Fund and Real Estate Agents Combating Homelessness. Through that fund and also our new strategic initiative, we want to end chronic homelessness.
Let's bring in Ryan. And Ryan, why should the real estate industry or its community take ownership?
I guess short answer to that is the correlation that the real estate industry has indirectly to homelessness. Now, we aren't the contributing factor to homelessness, but we do, through gentrification, pose a great challenge to affordable housing. Being that as our primary objective to find homes for people, Homeward Bound's primary objective to find homes for people, we see it pretty fitting and a perfect relationship to come together and work towards a common goal.
Guys, one of the group's core values is stated as follows. We believe that housing is a fundamental right. Everyone should be provided the opportunity to a safe, secure, habitable, and affordable home. Can you expand on that?
Part of the housing first approach is that housing is a right, like you mentioned, and basically people shouldn't have to earn the right to live inside. We think everyone has a right to live under a roof and live under their own roof, and because of that, there are no preconditions for working with us and for getting into a home if you're homeless. That is really key because it takes out a lot of judgment from the way that we work with people, and it really makes it so that we can be a team, and our caseworkers and our staff are not there to judge whether someone has fulfilled different steps to deserve housing. Everyone deserves a house, and it makes the process a lot easier.
This is the Friday feature interview of the week from WNCW as we're discussing the group Homeward Bound out of Asheville and Buncombe County. Ben and Ryan are with us as our special guest. You were speaking about a case manager. What about that role of a case manager when it comes to assisting?
Well, we have a few different steps in the process of when someone's experiencing homelessness, getting them into a home. And at each step, one thing that's really important to us is that that person makes their own decisions. And we recognize that they need to decide. We have housing specialists who are in touch with landlords, and they help to find different housing around the city, around the county, that fit the definition of affordable housing, which is $713 for a one-bedroom place, and that includes utilities. And so our housing specialists find different options, and then the case manager that's working with each person presents those options. Then the person says, this looks like a really good place. I think I could see myself there. And that decision is really part of what makes people feel empowered, what makes them feel like they actually have their own home that they've chosen. And then once someone gets into that home, we have our Welcome Home Donation Center, where we accept donations of secondhand furniture. Then we bring out a bed, a couch, a kitchen table, all the basics, so that when someone moves in, they have their own furniture, and that's what makes it feel like a home and feel for them like they can start living there. And then the case managers continue to work with people once they're in their home to make sure that they can go from surviving and everything they need to do on a daily basis to survive. All of those things, our case manager really works to connect people with resources around the community and with other support networks that are going to help them to be able to thrive and stay in their home.
Speaking of support, Ryan, being on the real estate side of this, since you've been involved, is there an example or two that come to mind of just something that touched you?
Initially, my role was just a personal goal, give back to my community. And I saw a need that as a real estate agent, I could possibly contribute. And my goal was I'm going to donate 10% of all my commission to Homeward Bound, simply put. When I started digging deeper into the issue, I realized that was just the tip of the iceberg, that there was so much more us as a real estate community could provide, which is where the Reach Fund was born. The concept is not just an individual, but an entire real estate community. Agents, lenders, developers, attorneys, the entire community coming together. Such an overwhelming impact. For example, last year, total gross sales for real estate reached over $1.2 billion. 1% of each real estate agent's commission donated to this fund would provide nearly $750,000 each year. Mm. That number, when I did that research and found that, it instantly hit me that this is something bigger than myself and we need to make this a reality. So I reached out to Ben and we got to work, and it kind of brings us up to speed to where we're at today. Huge community involvement. We've got a number of agents, firms, lenders that have already shown support, made donations. We're continuing to grow every day, and we're working on a official launch party in the fall.
Wonderful to hear about the many groups that are kind of each a link to a growing chain being a part of this. I understand you guys wouldn't mind seeing the model actually spread across the country.
By the numbers, we have a overwhelming level of support through real estate agents. And if we can carry this on with the Housing First model, we could effectively end chronic homelessness throughout the country.
Because of that model, we think that we can actually end chronic homelessness.
Can't thank you guys enough for what you're doing and sharing your story with us. We do not want to miss out on the opportunity to let our audience know if they're interested in donating, getting involved, finding out more about you guys, how could they do so?
So they can go on Homeward Bound's website. There's a direct link to the Reach Fund. So that is homewardboundwnc.org/reach. They can also find us on social media.
We also offer tours every Thursday from 11 to 12:15 at our office at 218 Patton Avenue.
That is the Homeward Bound story on the Friday feature from WNCW. Ben Fesenfeld and Ryan McCullough, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Friday Features are also available as a podcast on our website. That's wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.